A lull in fighting has made way for potential dialogue. The Ethiopian government is pardoning a number of high-profile political prisoners, including members of the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front. The government has been fighting the TPLF for more than a year amid ethnic and tribal tension. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government says the pardon's purpose is to pave the way for a lasting solution to Ethiopia's problems in a peaceful, nonviolent way, especially with the aim of making the all-inclusive national dialogue a success. It was not immediately clear how many of those granted amnesty have been freed. The war in the north has claimed the lives of thousands of people and left hundreds of thousands more facing famine conditions in Tigray, which is under what the United Nations says is a de facto blockade. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomes the news of the pardon on Twitter, saying, "I will remain actively engaged in assisting Ethiopia to bring an end to the fighting and to restore peace and stability." The pardons coincide with Orthodox Christmas, a day widely celebrated by Christians in Ethiopia. It also overlaps with a visit by U.S. Envoy Jeffrey Feltman, who was pushing for talks. The conflict has threatened to tear apart Africa's second most populous state and destabilize the Horn of Africa region. But can the Nobel Peace Prize-winning Prime Minister negotiate a solution in his country divided by war? Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.